Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
So beautiful. And it's exciting because she's now on two soaps. Patricia DeBarbo, you know, has been on Dave and Nancy Wesley for, oh my God, since 1998. But now we go on board in The Beautiful, which is amazing. Because, you know, it's nice to see her on there, too. So let's welcome Patricia back to the show. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I hope you like my little introduction.
Yes, thank you, hon.
Well, yeah, because I thought you started Days back in 1998. But then I started questioning myself today. I'm like, maybe it was 1997. So that was driving me crazy all day. But I am so, well, because I always want to be right. And, you know, when I put the information out there, I don't want to get the wrong year to look stupid. But since, you know, you've been on Days for so long, you know, on and off, it's hard to keep track of everyone. I mean, how many years everyone's been on the on screen from all these different soaps? And then when I found out you were going to Bold and Beautiful, oh my God, I was so happy for you. I mean, happy because then you can get more work in, and you're all playing the Shirley Spector characters so well. I've been meaning to Twitter you that, oh, you know, you are doing a really good job.
Thank you, honey. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I read, you know, you read all different kinds of things, but I read that you begged, I mean, not begged, but you asked Brad Bell for the last 15 years that you and Darla could, you know, you could come on and Darla's sister. I mean, because if someone took a side-by-side picture of you guys and didn't know, you guys do look like you guys could be sisters in real life. So, you know,
when Darlene,
I'm so... Go on.
When Darlene was still alive, I used to say, you need a sister, and that's when I started bugging Brad. But, it, you know, it was always fun. I never really expected it to happen, and then especially when we lost Darlene. But I'm so grateful that mm-hmm. when they decided to pray that Brad allowed me to come do it. So I'm very grateful.
Well, and, you know, I mean, you know, for a lot of the fans that didn't know that she passed away in real life, because, you know, I kind of like it that they did not do that on the show, only because, you know, I kind of like seeing the body double, sometimes calling Eric or whatever. I think that is, like, an awesome way to do it.
And it keeps her alive. It keeps her memory alive. It's very nice.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because, I mean, she was such a big heart of Bordering Beautiful. And, you know, I just love those, you know, old scenes with who, oh, Erica, with Stephanie. But you're coming in, and the new little one, I mean, she's not little, but Coco, and I cannot remember the other one, but she's falling for Thomas.
Courtney.
Courtney, thank you. Courtney, yeah.
Courtney is the new sound, yes.
Yeah, I just find it interesting, and, you know, I mean, because a lot of people, like, for all the news people to the show that hasn't watched Bordering Beautiful, and they put that you coming back, I mean, you on, could you tell a little about the Spector family that you know, for, like, our audience can get more real into, you know, the Spector kind, because Spector family has not been on for a number of years.
And, well, it's hard because I, you know, wasn't there with the old Spector family. So right now, our Sally, in memory of Darlene, she is on an island somewhere living it up. And the new young Sally, which is played by Courtney Hope, she wants to be a designer, but she didn't want to do it the way her aunt did it. She decided with the pushing of her grandmother that she would. And then we have her younger sister, which is Courtney Grossbeck. And Alex Weiss is the new Saul. And Danube Hermosa, is our Darlita in the shop. So that's kind of the new people that are there.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense now for, you know, the new views. And, you know, I mean, I really think that Shirley needs a little love interest. And so when I'm bored, I think in my mind, so I cannot have you with Eric because I love Eric and Quinn together. But I would not mind you, I don't know, having a little fling with Bill Donamont. I think that would be sort of hot for you guys in a really good way to go.
I think my character is going to be the shifty character. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that sounds fun to me because Don is such a wonderful actor and such a nice person. So I adore that John McCook. So yes.
Oh yeah, I mean John McCook is awesome. You know, I mean it's my dream to interview him because he's just been a staple of a board and he was on my and all. But so I know you cannot tell us what's coming up. But,
no, I can't share that.
I know. And I don't want to get you fired. you can tell us that you're on, you know, a lot this next month or two. You know, because it's hard.
We filmed a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff coming up. And I'm working again this Monday and Tuesday. We've got some shows we're doing. And, you know, they're on top of it, and I can't really share what's going on. I just know that I'm grateful to be there. I love the fact that the fans have been so wonderful to all of us, and I hope you keep watching and you enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you,
honey. I sent a little Busy Balloon on Facebook. But, I mean, I'm sure you've been working all day, oh, busy. So you can see that later. But I heard rumors that you're going to go back a date for a couple of days. Is that true?
It's not really going back. I filmed some episodes in January, but they will not air until June. So when you hear I'm coming back, it's because I've already been back, filmed it, and left.
Oh, okay, because I'm, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, wait a moment. But when, you know? But no, I mean, I love it when you're on dates, too. I mean, you know, the last couple of times in the past year that you've been on, you know, you're really good. And but, you know, this whole baby storyline with Chloe, you know, has me yelling at the TV every day because, I mean, it's one of those stories about, you know, it's a really good story, and I love it whenever Nancy comes in. But what the fans are missing, you know, is, you know, your husband, Craig, I mean, we haven't seen him in so long, and I've been tweeting and Facebooking and yelling at the powers that be to let them, you know, to let, you know, him back because, you know, in the heyday with, you know, Nancy, you are so funny and you just, you know, oh my God, of all the things you did way back in the day, I told my grandma you were coming on, and she goes, she's a wonderful actress. I love her, but she drove me crazy back in the day. I go, oh, why, grandma?
We had a good time.
Yeah, my grandma goes, oh, because, you know, you were going, you know, after the Hortons and stuff, and she didn't like it. I'm like, but grandma, you know, it needs to be someone that does it. And, you know, so, yeah, she thought you guys were so amazing back then. And, you know, it was like a really, you know, wonderful time, you know, back in the day. And, you know, I mean, so, you know, you're not working consistently on dates by now, but I think what the fans love is, you know, they can see Nancy Wesley on dates and then see this new Shirley Spector on board. And, you know, they are really, really happy about it. And also, are you doing any other projects coming on, coming up?
I have a movie with Lifetime. I don't know when it'll be out, but it's a nice story coming out, too. Again, I don't know exactly when it'll be on. So, I'll tweet about it when it happens so everybody knows it's there.
Ooh, I love Lifetime movies. I could binge watch all day Lifetime movies. And I mean, I know you can't say, you know, what Lifetime movie is or anything, but I just love it that, you know, Lifetime, you know, has been for the last 3 years. I mean, it's nice to see all of the daytime stars on, you know, Lifetime movie one after another. For me, I think it's a really, really good idea. And so can you tell me, are you playing someone nice or someone evil?
I'm playing a grandmother, and my daughter has a baby, and then trouble happens.
Oh.
You're going to need a lot of Kleenex.
Ooh, okay. That is good to know.
You're going to need a lot of Kleenex.
Oh, my God, that is good to know. I'm going to take a call because, you know, I don't want her on hold because I think she might be in Canada or whatever. But hold on. 276, you're on the air. 276? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with me and Petuska. Ask you a question.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. I'm a Days of Our Lives fan.
Oh. Well, I hope you start watching Bold then.
Well, I am so glad that you're on here, and I'm loving what you do, and we just love you. Nancy is great.
Thank you so very much. And where
Take
are
care.
You?
Bye-bye.
Where are you? Where are you?
Where are you? Oh, my gosh, she hung up. Oh, my God, that is so funny. Well, I guess she was just calling and say hi to you really quick. But, I mean, when I see, you know, it looked like a candidate number, so I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want it to be costing them a lot. So, yeah, you are doing the Lifetime movie. That is awesome. And oh, what are you doing for your birthday tonight, by the way?
My husband's going to be taking me out to dinner shortly. So,
Sweet. That is, you know, really wonderful. Okay, and this is a new game we've been playing with the actors when they come on. Okay, can you tell us what right now is in your DVR or your TiVo that you've been loving, like a primetime movie, primetime or any show that you got hooked on in the past year?
In the past year, I don't know. I've always been a Scandal person and Grey's Anatomy on Thursday. So, and I'm a big NCIS gal. I love all the NCISs. Those are my shows.
Oh, my gosh, Nancy. I would love you. I mean, Miss Chris, oh, my God, why did I do that? Okay, I'm sorry. I love NCIS. I love it. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you survived the Chicago Firemen PD. Oh, my gosh, you were like that. That's, if you watch NCIS, I always tell people that they will enjoy that. And, what is in your refrigerator right now?
Do what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, what is in your refrigerator right now? Like,
my favorite snack food is those little baby cucumbers. I like to just wash them off, slice them up, and eat those. And there's a little Tillamook cheese, those little square cheeses, and they're there. So those are my little go-to snack things. Besides my regular milk and salad making.
Well, no, Tillamook. Oh, my God. I love Tillamook. I grew
there
up in Oregon. Yeah, I grew up in Oregon. And Tillamook, you know, growing up, we always went to the factory and everything. But they closed it for people like 6 months ago. And people were not happy about that. And, I'm going to bring on other callers because I know you need to go out and celebrate your birthday right. And,
yes.
David, you are on there.
Hello.
David Berger? Is this
yes,
David
it is.
Berger? Hey,
yes,
David.
Hi.
How are you, baby?
I'm doing nice.
Good.
I'm a fan of yours. I love you.
Yes, I know. You're always so sweet.
Yeah. Okay, my question, of all the movies you have done, what has been your favorite?
Of my movies?
Yes, all the movies you have done.
My most favorite movie was Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will.
Yes, I've seen that.
You'll love it when you do see it. In the Line of Fire. In the Line of Fire was fun.
Yes, seen that one, too.
Speed 2. I had fun because Sandra Bullock was such a nice lady. Let's see. I had fun doing Rango. That was just being a voice person. That was fun. It was beautifully animated. I've really worked with some nice people, so I like most everything I've done.
Yes.
But those are a couple of my favorites.
And what was it like being directed by Clint Eastwood?
It was wonderful, hon. You know, I didn't get to do any scenes with him in the line of fire.
Yeah.
But he liked the scene that we did, John Malkovich and I did, in the bank. Not the killing scene, but in the bank.
Yeah.
He hired me to do, and that's when he hired me to do Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah, seen that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen all your movies, actually. And Krina.
There you go. We had so much fun on that. And that was just, and when I was doing that, I did the movie in the morning, and then I had to go Married with Children in the afternoon, the TV show.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on now, yeah. And what was I saying? I'm sorry, my last question. What was I saying, Roseanne Barr? That's my last question.
I had a great time playing. Honey, it was good to be the queen. I had already done her show, so I had worked with her already, and she was very nice to me. She wasn't nice to the other Roseanne that played Roseanne, but she was nice to me.
Yes.
She just said she didn't like that I cried so much, but I said, you know, that's what the director had me do. But it was good. I had a great time. The guy that played Tom Arnold, he has recently passed away, but he was I enjoyed working with him, too.
Wow. Well, you know, I love you, and I enjoy all your work. And
thank you
so
much, David. Thank you.
So, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and David is like your super fan, Francesca. And,
he's always wonderful.
You know, he goes, you got to have it on again. And so, Francesca, I think for David, you know, you probably will have to come back like 2 or 3 times a year to make him happy.
Yes.
Because
make more.
Yeah. I know.
Well, if I have time and you call me, I will always come do it. I appreciate it. Without our fans, we wouldn't be anywhere. So I will always come and do that. It's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. David, I'm going to put you on hold. David, did you have any more questions?
No, she has everything. I'm just happy to talk with her. Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Thank you, baby.
All right.
Oh, David, you're so sweet. I did not know that you were on Seinfeld. I was watching it the other day. Well, I was turning the channel because there was nothing on. And there you were. And I'm like, awesome.
Yes, it was fun.
You know,
I did 2 of them.
Yeah, I mean, I only saw that one, but, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, that is who? Oh, my God. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, it was too bad that, like, you were never on, like, Friends because you would have been so funny on Friends. But, you know, I think you would. Oh, and we are taking a call from my host, Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, happy birthday to you. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so very, very much. We love your acting, and it's so different on each show you're in. And Midnight in Garden of Evil, oh, God, I love that movie.
Thank you.
Now, your sister, as we know, Darlene Clooney, died in real life.
Yes.
Are those old tapes that they're showing of her sitting on the beach?
No, that is someone playing the Sally. That is someone playing her. She's I've not met her yet, so I can't even tell you her name. But she's been it's just another way they're honoring Darlene by not, you know, losing her. So it's great.
It is great. I loved it. Oh, it was so horrible. Because we needed her on the show. I mean, the Spectre Fashion is okay, you know.
Thank you. If you look at the set, if you're in the Spectre room, Sally's office is, if you just keep a lookout on the desk and look at some of the pictures, because you will see pictures of Darlene and me, Patrika and Darlene together,
really?
A couple of events. We had people had taken pictures of us, and they went back and found those pictures and put them in So we do look like two sisters out having a good time.
Oh, my God. I got to look. I will.
Yeah, you got to look. They're fabulous. There's one picture. The two of us are on a piano together, sitting on a piano top. And then there's another one kind of hugging one another. So it's some really nice things. The set people and everybody at B&B has been wonderful, but they found those pictures. It just makes it even more family-oriented. It's just great.
Oh, gives me goosebumps. Think about it, because I love Sarah. I love Sally.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
I mean, when Maggie and I heard that you were coming on, you know, we thought it was really a good move on it. And, I mean, I'm falling in love with Sally. Mm-hmm. I think you are fantastic. I think you are wonderful. But when you play Nancy every once in a while, I threw the pillow at the TV yelling at you.
Wait just a second. Did you see today's show? Did you see Bold and the Beautiful today?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You're probably gonna throw the pillow at the TV.
Okay. And thanks for the warning, but I mean, it's nice to know that. I mean, they are going back to the family on Bold and Beautiful. But it's also nice to know that, you know, the fashion line. I mean, now you have Foz to Spectre and Dollar Bill. Like, all of you guys are, you know, going to go up against each other. And I think that's what it was missing for a lot of years. Because now, you know, it's coming back to the fashion you know, aspect of the show was, you know, I thought was a great way to do it because it was about time. And, I mean, I love fashion, and I just love that, you know, that they have done it. And, you know, I will be treating Brad that he better keep you around because this storyline is working. And, you know, yes, I will tell him you need a love interest. But, you know, I mean, right now, you know, like I said, yeah, you know, Brad is the only guy I can think of because I don't want Quinn and Eric breaking up. Oh, my God, you could go for Sally. Pam's little boyfriend, oh, my God, that would, you and Abby Mills, I think that's the name. Would be really good fighting over it because, you know, back in the day, she did Wonder Years, and you did my favorite show of all time, was Step by Step. I love that show. I was always jealous of you because I love Patrick Duffy. And I'm like,
And Patrick was on Bold and the Beautiful, too, so it's great.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, he was. And, I mean, and, you know, I love that. You know, I wish they would do a step-by-step reunion because that show was great. You, Suzanne, Patrick Duffy, all the kids were great. And, you know, I mean, back then I never wanted to leave on a Friday night when, you know, I knew you guys were on because I didn't trust my VCR. breaking, and I was going to be mad the next morning, but, you know, like, so, like, bad, and, like, Married with Children, oh, my gosh. You have been so many shows that I think, you know, I think I'm going to tell people you need to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame by now, because by law, you've been on so many different shows, and you've been working tirelessly for the past, you know, 25 years. So in my Maggie and I talk about this all the time about that. And also, when you were doing the Roseanne movie, Did you ever get to meet Roseanne? Have you ever not met?
Yeah, honey, I did because I did the Roseanne show way before I played her. I played Dan's Green Lover. I'm Marge from the hardware store. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Oh my God, I remember that. Oh my God, now that you say that was amazing with you and Von Grumman, and I'm like, he's in trouble. I mean, because he was having fantasies about you, and I just, that was timeless, and that was funny, and, you know,
and
I mean,
name?
Marge. I know, Marge.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
do we have questions or anything? Do we have any more questions, Carrie? Because I have to be at the restaurant in 15 minutes. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, we are wrapping up. So, we want to thank you. And we know you will be on again. And we will tell everyone keep watching Bold and, you know, keep watching Gage when you come back on. But have a great birthday. Go celebrate it in style, and we cannot wait to have you back.
Please know that you can tweet me at Patrika Darbo, so everybody can follow me, and I'll try to send pictures and post stuff there. And Facebook, I can't add any more people there, but I'm trying to get a fan page going, so we'll see what happens there. And, you know, if you write me, just write at CBS, and then I'll be happy in there. I just think Debbie just started a club for me that'll be coming out. So please know if you want to write me, I write you back. I'll make sure you get pictures and, you know, just let me know and I'll be back later.
Great.
Okay, cool.
I love you.
have a great birthday and go have a glass of wine.
There you go, honey. Have a great time. Thank you guys so much for asking me. And I will talk to you all again soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Sweeter.
Okay, people, that was Patrika Darbo on. And, you know, if you guys can call in and talk to her, you know, she will be on again.
Yeah.
And, David, I brought you on.
I'm at Jack Cardi.
Does anyone know where Bobby is?
No, I thought he was coming tonight. I thought he was coming tonight.
I talked to him earlier. So maybe he fell asleep. Or maybe he's celebrating again.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow night, we are having Aaron Spears. From Boredom, the Beautiful Justin and Detective tomorrow night, it will be a really good night there, and that is at 6 p.m. So we are doing like a
it's an idea. Justin.
What?
He could be her love interest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
we are going to bring it up to him.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter. And someone said, well, CBS actually interrupted a primetime show for news.
It did.
Yes, they.
Oh, shit. I mean, so...
Oh, she's fine.
No.
I don't know a day, but yes, they did.
Oh, David, David. So, did you guys get into a dinner this afternoon?
I don't know. I was in Dallas. I know yesterday got interrupted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about day. I was in Dallas.
Well, yeah, I just want to say I am so sorry about the passing of Don Rickles.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that today, my heart just, you know, sank because, you know, he was funny. He was on The Tonight Show 100 times. But what I love most about him, that we just filmed in him, had over a 15-year friendship or 55-year friendship. And they were still going, touring together last month. You know, so in this, you know, so tonight, please say a little prayer for me, this, because I think this is really going to, you know, hurt his heart. I mean, when things are not tried, those two were really brokenhearted. And if it wasn't for Frank Sinatra, we would never really know Don Rickles. And if it wasn't for Don Rickles, we would never know Rita Spillman. So, you know, there are, you know, things. And when I heard that today, it was just so sad. To find, you know, but you know, we had him for 90 years. Like Maggie said earlier to me. You know, it's just nice to know that. And I just want to say that, okay, Zeno Hospital, you know what? I know Carlson will work this out. I don't like Zach's being back. I want him gone. I want him gone. I am so sick of looking at his face. I mean, okay. Looking at Zach's face, not Ingo's face.
No,
Zach's
not the
face.
Yeah,
I don't want to get any emails. I have never, ever really been a Zach's fan. And Carlson is my number one couple of all time. Even, you know, it passes the girl in my eyes for me. And Lola White and Monique Spinard are the right combination. And Maggie, what do you think of all this Carlson stuff? Because, you know.
Well, I love Carlson. I'm really upset with Carly right now, even though I love her. Because Jack lied for how many years? And my Sonny did it for how many months? And Jack's is going to be forgiven, and my Sonny is not? Wake up.
And, you know, and please, people, whenever you see me, treat my cousin stuff always. We Twitter it. I mean, I know Mom does, and I know Bobby does. And David, you need to get on Twitter. David, you need to get with the program.
Okay, I'm sad that Tracy's leaving the show. I'm mad about that. Where's Nell Secret? They revealed that. What was Nell Secret?
What's her secret?
You know what? I'm sorry.
Did I miss that?
I think Nell and Zach are working together more than we realize.
She's been on for months now, and I don't know what
not today. Today, Zach talked to Nell today, and he told her the truth, and she didn't believe it. Carly was lying. So one of the things Jax did is he showed her father's check with her father's signature so she would recognize it. And she did. It was Frank Benson's signature.
Okay.
So, you know what, but I will say this, and, you know, I hear Maggie this all the time. I blame Jax for my cousin trouble.
Oh, definitely.
You know what?
There's always a problem.
You know what? You know what? When his daughter got sick with Jocelyn, got sick, he came in town and left again. And I'm sorry, but if I hear one more word, you know, I don't want to hear it. Because, you know what? Sonny had treated Zoss like his own doll. And I want, you know, I'm hoping Zoss will get mad at her dad over this. Because her dad knew what he was doing. You know what? It wasn't like his dad wasn't, you know, held hostage by Olivia Zerome, like, you know, now they are saying that Olivia did. You know, no, that is not the case. The case is, that in Carson will find their way back. And, you know, I just want to say that Carson fans, you know what? Hold on tight. It's going to be bumpy for a little moment. And don't worry about it, because this is the couple that people love. They, Sam, like Maggie, said, they, Sam, Carson, and my sister, we hate to sexism. You know, all the three solid couples. And, you know, we just have to remember that from day to day, that, we just have to, enjoy the show, enjoy the ride and everything. And I'm enjoying the AIDS. I am also enjoying all my soaps. And,
me too.
My God, Mom, you are going to lose your SHIT about a scanner tonight.
No. Is he really
good? Got interrupted. Like, wait. You have wishes on first, scanner or Grace?
First
Grace.
Is Grace.
Grace.
Okay.
So
it's 8:42 there, so is Grace on... Oh, scandal.
Scandals right now. My scandal.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to throw some pill bottles at the TV.
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know,
I always
what happens.
Okay, I'm watching that.
Well, I'm just warning you guys. And, David, I just wanted to warn you because I'm not going to name who. I'm not going to name him anymore. But
okay,
Megan, knows who I'm talking about. He landed in Florida today, David. So I'm so sorry if things got interrupted for you.
Okay, I watch Prepaid Dirty. Okay.
You keep track of that.
because I think I am. You know, Willie Monologo, you want to do business at, Willie? You know what? And I'll tax, I'm just saying one thing political. Our tax dollars are paying for this every weekend. I mean, the versus Clinton, whatever, I would use Camp David. And that was like 2 hours away. And they never had to really use the airplane. You know, I think they do the little airplane, but the presidents didn't go there every weekend, and Obama didn't go to Hawaii every weekend. So why are they making excuses for this? I mean,
why?
I know. But no, I just want to say that, and we are going to be on tomorrow night. So I don't want to make me lose a voice. So we are going to end the show. And I'm Bobby, we miss you. Tonight we love you. I learned you are celebrating North Carolina win. Oh, you fell asleep on the couch. So yes. Okay. We are gonna end it. Again, thanks for Francisca for calling in.
Cheering
and
her
love
birthday.
You and and happy birthday. And David, she said, remember David, she said she would come back as much as we want her. So just remember that.
Let's do it.
David. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, David, we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
So, yeah, yeah, and David, we have a show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. with Aaron. I mean, Justin, but I call him Aaron. So, yeah, so have a great night.
You don't just
have a great night, everyone. And remember, Amazon is your friend. And
Megan
is my... Well, okay, before we go, okay, I just want to publicly announce that I'm in love with Amazon. I don't know if it's because I'm getting stuff in the mail that is not beautiful.
You're like crying.
I know. I mean, I love shopping, and tomorrow I'm going to Target and Safeway, and I guess I need to talk to Maggie before I go because... Maggie's great, you guys, about my little compulsion when it comes to Target. You know, I have a little problem at Target because, you know what, you could go in Target and spend like 4 hours in there, and then you think you're going to buy two or three things,
go
and you come back
that.
For out with like 30.
Mm-hmm.
David, do you like Target?
I went to Target today.
Today?
I mean, I love, you know, I mean, I love, you know, Walmart, Target, but I think I love more nowadays is Amazon. But, okay, and the show tonight, and we will be back on tomorrow night, and have a really good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Maggie.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.